Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements. There are a number of things coming up, and I'd like to highlight just a few of those. One is Bunko Night, and that's this Wednesday evening, and that will be at 6:30. So if you are interested in playing Bunko, which is a lot of fun, it's a good way to mix with some of our other members or even maybe some visitors who may be here, you're welcome to come and play Bunko. Also, Vacation Bible School is coming up quickly. It will be in another week. There's a lot of information in the bulletin about that, and I think Tina's going to speak about that in just a minute. And then also coming up then at the end of this month is a taco meal, so you may not want to miss that either. Also want to mention that Bill will be leading adult Sunday school class this morning, and if you're a member of his class, you're welcome to come. And if you would like to see what goes on in that class and participate in a Bible study, that would be great too. And they meet in the meeting room in the educational building. Bill, I think you're starting a new topic today, right? Okay, Bill's starting a new topic. So today would be a great day to come and join his class. Okay, and then Tina, I think you got an announcement.
As Pastor said, yes, VBS is July 11th through the 15th. If you are still wanting to help with that, we will gladly take you. Just get with me. And then also on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, we will be decorating and transforming the areas of the church to look like a radiator springs from cars, if you will. So if you're interested in helping, we would greatly appreciate that also. And if you have any high schoolers that are working toward their volunteer cords for their senior year, we can utilize you and you can get your volunteer hours. We can sign off on that. So any of my high schoolers that want to come help decorate, I will gladly take you. And then also remember any of the high school helpers at the actual VBS week, you will get those hours on top of it. So remember your volunteer hour, seniors. I'm high schoolers.
All right. Okay. Got one more thing?
Yes, and then on Wednesday evening before Bunko, around 4:30, 5 o'clock-ish, we're going to have a leader meeting, and I'm going to tell all the leaders about all the changes this year. So please, if you are helping up VBS, come to that meeting so you know what's going on the next week.
All right. Thanks, Tina. Rebecca has an announcement.
Good morning. This morning, during Sunday school hour, the children will have their opening downstairs in the basement, and then we're going to come up here and learn about the Altar Guild and the worship committee. So if you've ever wondered about the paraments or how all the communion is taking place, how the songs are chosen, make sure to come to that. You can come with your children and find out more about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Are there any other announcements this morning? If not, then I invite you to rise for the brief order for confession and forgiveness. We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our opening hymn, God of our Fathers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
before our God. Alleluia.
God of glory and love, peace comes from you alone. Send us as peacemakers and witnesses to your kingdom, and fill our hearts with joy in your promises of salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson today is a reading from Isaiah out of chapter 66. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like the grass. And it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. The word of the Lord. Our psalm comes from Psalm 66, and we will read it responsively. Be joyful in God, all you lands. Sing the glory of his name. Sing the glory of his praise.
Say to God, all of your deeds, because of your service, and your name is your glory.
All the earth bows down before you, sings to you, sings out your name.
Come now and come.
He turned the sea into dry land, so that they went across through the water on foot, and there we rejoiced in him.
And in his mighty rule rules forever, his eyes will watch against the nations. Let no weapon rise against him.
Bless our God, you peoples, make the voice of his praise to be heard. The second lesson is a reading from Galatians chapter 6. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work. Then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride, for all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who will follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This weekend, we celebrate the birthday of our nation. We celebrate the freedoms that have been won for us and have been fought for us over the years, over these last 200 plus, I didn't add it up to see how many years. But we celebrate those freedoms that we have as a nation, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the right to bear arms, the freedom to be able to elect our own leaders, to go and vote and have a say in who leads this country. We prize these freedoms. That's what makes this country tick. That's what makes us be so successful. That's what helps us be so strong, are those freedoms and that recognition of that freedom in each and every individual. In our second lesson today, St. Paul also talks about freedom. He doesn't necessarily mention that word by name, freedom, but that is exactly what he's talking about. But he's talking about freedom in Christ, the freedom to live a life of a Christian or to live the life as a Christian, even in times of persecution. There were some issues going on in that day and time. St. Paul is writing to the people of Galatia. And part of this is talking about the first Christian controversy, the first big Christian controversy that hit this early church. What was going on here is, if you think about it, all the earliest of Christians were Jews. Jesus was a Jew. His disciples were Jews. Those that followed around with Jesus through the countryside, most of those were Jews. Here in our gospel lesson, as he sends 70 out, obviously this is more than just his 12, most of those going out were Jews. At the day of Pentecost, when the birthday of the church, the Jews had come into the city from many different nations, and those are the ones that listened to Peter and the other disciples as they spoke in those native languages of all those people, all those Jews from around the world. The earliest of Christians were Jews. And as is typical with human nature, we make assumptions. And so the assumption is made that in order to become a Christian or to be a Christian, first you must be Jewish. You must be Jewish first. Paul challenges that notion. Paul, at first, before he became a Christian, was a persecutor of Christians. He had letters to go out and hunt down Christians. But the thing was, is that Paul was made blind in order to see. And when he received his sight, when the scales fell off of his eyes, he was able to see that his mission was not to make new Jews, but to make new Christians. And not to make new Christians just among Jews, but to make Christians throughout the world. To go out to the Gentiles. And that's exactly what Paul did. He traveled that whole Mediterranean area, and he started churches in those areas. And here's one church in Galatia that he had started. And these were not Jews. These were Gentiles. They were people who had not had Jewish training. They were not of that faith or of that ethnicity. They were Gentiles. But yet, congregation was started, and they became Christians. And that's then, in that time period, is when this controversy started taking place. Because the leaders in Jerusalem then started to hear that non-Jews are becoming Christians. And so they started writing letters or sending messengers or messages anyway to these outlying congregations saying, no, you must be circumcised. You must become a Jew first. And that's where the thing starts to blow up. Peter, too, has a vision from God to go and teach the Gentiles as well. And he sits and eats and converts a Gentile family to Christianity. And when Peter goes back to Jerusalem to the leaders, he gets called in on the carpet on it. But what happens is Peter tells the story. He tells the story of how the Holy Spirit came into that whole situation. How the Holy Spirit came into their lives. And the leaders were silent. They were dumbfounded. And they say, this is a wonderful thing. And so the controversy was solved. This whole idea here with the Galatians, as Paul makes his argument, it's about Christian freedom. Because the argument is that we are no longer tied to the laws in order to be saved. Our salvation has come from God, from Jesus Christ, from that act of going to the cross and being raised again. That's where our salvation comes from, period. The laws of the Jewish faith that have to be followed determine how well God is going to love you. They did believe in forgiveness. They believed in making sacrifices, making atonements, so that they could be forgiven. But it was how well you followed the laws. That was the core of their religion. Follow the laws of God. Be faithful in that way. With Christianity, it was different. It released us from having to follow the laws, of having our salvation tied to those laws that were sent to us. Christ died on the cross for us and forgave us of our sins. Paul mentions here that even those who follow the law don't always follow the law. They too fall short. He reminds us that we are all sinners, that we are all in need of Christ. But because of Christ, then, we receive that freedom. We receive that freedom of being bound to the law. But we don't throw the law out. We are still in need of that law. Because that law tells us how we are to live. It tells us how God, what God expects of us. It tells us what God intends for us in that law. So what Paul says here is follow the Spirit. Listen to that Spirit. Because in that Spirit, then, you will be able to live in the freedom of Christ. We listen to that Spirit. Listen to that Spirit. Do not be led astray. There are so many distractions in this world. Do not be led astray, but listen to that Spirit of God and live a life of freedom. This weekend, we do celebrate freedoms. We celebrate all the freedoms that we have in this country. And we also know those freedoms, too, can be lost. We appreciate all the people who have gone before us and have sacrificed their lives, or those people who have given up parts of their lives to help protect us in our freedoms. And that includes our military, but it also includes those leaders, our elected and appointed leaders, who have given of their own service in many ways to help keep this country strong, to keep it on the right path. We remember all the citizens here who do their due diligence in going to the polls and voting, of finding out who the candidates are, and what do they stand for. We take responsibility. Because with freedoms comes responsibility. We take part in what is needed to happen within this country. We need to pay attention. We need to listen to the news. We need to listen to what is happening in this country, to know what's going on and who to elect or what policies to adopt. We have our freedoms, but many times they are fragile. They can be lost. And so we need, with that freedom, comes responsibility. With our freedom in Christ, there is also responsibility, but it is led by the Holy Spirit. We ask God, to help us, to keep us in the right path, in doing what is right in his kingdom, but also what is doing right in this temporal kingdom, this kingdom in which we live physically. We ask God's presence to guide our leaders. We ask God's presence to guide us as well. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, O Master, Let Me Walk With You. Please rise for the confession of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to God our Father in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, making intercession for the church, the world, and for all people according to their need. Heavenly Father, thank you for entrusting us with the mission of spreading the gospel throughout the world. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who reminds us of everything Jesus has taught. Thank you for your Son's grace and forgiveness when we fall short. And thank you for his promise to give us strength and authority, which is sufficient for all our needs. Lord, in your mercy.
You are heard.
Your Son sent the 70 to announce your kingdom's close approach. We pray for the church across the earth. Grant that, in the power of the Spirit, it sows your word in many hearts. Let it correct, encourage, comfort, and instruct sinners gently. May it reap a harvest of salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
You are heard.
Thank you for our country, especially as we celebrate the blessings of independence, liberty, and justice for all. Guide us, especially our elected leaders, in pathways of righteousness and truth. Let us continue to be a beacon of freedom to the world. Grant the blessings of justice and peace throughout the world, so that all people may live, work, and serve you with glad and quiet hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Guard and protect all who travel this summer, especially families enjoying time together on vacation. Grant them refreshment and relaxation, and renew their love for each other, for you, and for the loveliness of your creation. Lord, in your mercy. We pray that all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit may know that your kingdom has indeed drawn near to them. Especially we remember before you Ray Lang and Leo Semper and family. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, comfort your children who mourn the death of a loved one. Turn sorrow into rejoicing and despair into confident hope. Lead us into the full splendor of your kingdom, where with all the redeemed, we shall delight in praising and worshiping you forever. Lord, in your mercy. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we entrust our prayers and petitions into your hands, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We continue with the offering. Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world.
May he know your life and mercy. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Our closing hymn, the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Go in peace, serve the Lord. And as we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.